Now to a small town in New Hampshire that is being ripped apart by a cheating scandal at its public high school. 9 students at Hanover High allegedly broke into school and stole advanced copies of exams. They're now facing criminal charges. The incident has prompted deep soul searching about how hard to come down on kids and why some kids might think cheating is okay. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
It's easy to see why Hanover has been called one of the best places to live in America. It's an affluent, charming New England town centered around the prestigious Dartmouth College, and it's long cherished its golden reputation. That may explain why so many people here are so upset about this cheating scandal that's now attracting national reporters.
Whoa, sorry, what was the last question?
In front of the high school, where the so-called Notorious Nine allegedly stole their final exams, some students try to foil a reporter's interview by shrieking and throwing bottles. Other kids with an electric guitar and portable amp try to thwart interviews by trailing a reporter like a heavy metal mariachi band. While most kids here wish they could make this story go away, they are divided about how to punish the 9 students who allegedly used a stolen key to break into school and steal last year's finals. Many, like junior Mike Roch, says the kids do deserve to be punished by their principal, but not by a prosecutor.
Yeah, I think they're really coming down pretty hard. I mean, cheating is bad, but it's not like this is unheard of, like anywhere in America.
As prosecutors see it, they went easy on the kids by charging them only with misdemeanor trespassing instead of burglary, which is a felony. The misdemeanor carries only fines, not prison. But because New Hampshire treats 17-year-olds as adults, the students could end up with criminal records, a prospect freshman Ethan Forhour thinks is unfair.
I mean, seriously, like, they're good kids. They made a mistake, and I think they know that they did make a mistake. So.
But other students are less sympathetic.
They are criminals.
Just the same as if I walked into a convenience store and shoplifted. That's still the same thing. They stole.
What's your name? We'd prefer to stay anonymous because they'll probably kick the crap out of us.
Other students who didn't want their names used either admitted they themselves would cheat because of all the pressure. Jim Kenyon is a local newspaper columnist and the father of one of the 9 students who've been charged. He says Hanover is a place where the college you go to is more of a status symbol than the car you drive, and parents put big-time pressure on kids.
We've created a monster, and I'm as guilty as anyone as a parent because we want the best for our children. And so we shouldn't be surprised when we have these kind of things happen.
But Kenyon says treating kids like criminals does nothing to address the broader problem of cheating that he says is rampant. Besides the 9 accused of stealing the exams, he says there are dozens of other kids who asked for copies and used them to cheat.
It was working like a New York deli. I mean, kids were just calling up and putting in an order. And that, to me, speaks to the culture of the school that needs to be addressed.
As a parent, Kenyon says he never really lectured his kids about academic integrity. He just never saw it as one of the biggies, like drugs and drunk driving. Teachers also may be sending the kids the wrong message about cheating. Juniors Corey Burns and Dylan Gregory say kids know they won't get in trouble for things like sharing homework or finding out what's on a test from kids who've already taken it.
Some teachers don't classify that as cheating. And some teachers...
Or some don't see it as such a serious issue.
It may be part of the reason why cheating is on the rise in schools. Research suggests up to 75% of kids today cheat.
The millennial generation, kids born roughly after the year 1983, seem to have a different notion about honesty than previous generations did.
Anya Donovan, head of Dartmouth's Ethics Institute, says kids today are more apt to rationalize their behavior as a means to an end, and they seem to have invented their own particular code of right and wrong.
When I ask my students, is there anything unethical about downloading music? Absolutely not. They don't have a problem with it. And yet those same kids would never in a million years walk into a Kmart and steal a CD. It's a different kind of orientation about morality.
It's like the Hanover High sophomore who says kids couldn't really have stolen a teacher's keys if they just took the keys off the teacher's table right out in the open. Tovia Smith, NPR News.